Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Why won't you date me? Why won't you date me? Why won't you date me? Please. Date Me. It's a podcast where I explore love, relationships, mostly online dating, and I try to figure out why nobody will date me. I have my very, very dear friend on right now. I love her so much. I've known her for 62 years, and we've done so much together. We walked through segregation together. We have just overcome so much. Sashira Zameda! Boom, 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 boom. Oh, boy. We've known each other for such a long time.
62 years.
62 years.
It's been quite a journey. Black don't crack.
Black don't crack. We look very good. We look very hip.
Yes.
Yeah. You live in New York. I live in LA. So we're doing a G-chat call to do the podcast.
It was really hard for me to figure this out.
You had to get plugins going.
I had to open Safari, which I never use. Then I had to download a bunch of plugins. And then I had to tell my computer, it's okay. You can trust this foreign thing that I've never used before. I get why you're confused because I've never done any of this stuff. But yes, computer, this is what I want.
Do you do video calls often? Probably not, right?
Not really, but I use Skype or I guess that's it, or FaceTime. That's about it.
I use FaceTime. We FaceTime a lot. I don't use Skype. I think it's because I don't like the word Skype.
Well, you don't have to say it while you're using
Excuse me. Do you want to Skype me? It just sounds too aggressive, too vulgar. I'm not here for it. So
what would be a better word for it?
Talk time. Do you want to talk time now? I like talk time.
Are you ready for talk time?
You ready for talk time? Two T's. Talk time. I like that. I think that's good. Sashir, you are a beautiful, strong, independent woman who don't need no man, but you got a man.
I do. I do got a man, yes.
And how long have you been with this man?
3 years. We just had our anniversary in August.
Wow. I thought it was 2 years. I'm a bad friend. That's a long time.
I know, right?
3 years is such a long time. If you had decided to have a baby on your first outing, that baby would be three.
I mean, yeah. I would never decide to have a baby on our first outing.
Don't you like the way I phrased it? On your first outing?
We don't call them outings.
You don't? Like, you don't call them outings? When you get together, like you go on an outing? You go on an outing to a restaurant?
Hello. After our talk time, I realized we should go on an outing and maybe procreate and have a baby.
Let's get some food and drink and go on an outing.
That's something I do say, food and drink.
You do say food and drink, which is so weird. Sheer, did you get your food and drink? Oh, man, that's a silly thing we're laughing at, and everyone's going to be like, what are they talking about?
I know.
I'll explain it. Listeners, Sashir was telling me a story, and she was like, my friend asked if I had gotten my food and drink. And for whatever reason, that was so funny to me, because I was like, why not just say your food? Like, why did you have to also say drink? It was very formal and silly.
Because I didn't want you to think that I was only eating food and not hydrating at the same time.
Oh, I know you're hydrating. You're always lugging around a big thing of water, talking about fluoride and how it's going to take over your mind.
It will. You have to filter your water because the government's trying to take your mind and your freedom by the things that we ingest.
Yes, Lord, and we know that from segregation.
And that's what we learned from segregation.
Mm-hmm, that they're trying to take our brains with the fluoride. Oh, boy. Okay, so how did you meet this man that you're dating currently?
He's also a comedian, and I was doing shows in Atlanta, and he asked to open for me. And we had a really great weekend.
He asked,
like, one long date.
He asked to open for you?
He did, yeah.
I don't think I knew this. So how did he get your contact information to ask to open for you?
He friended me on Facebook because he lived in Chicago for a while. So he knows Mateo, who I lived with for a while, and other Chicago comics.
Oh, okay. So you had like mutual friends in common. And then he was like, oh, let me reach out to her this way. We have people in common. Can I open for you?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So we had seen each other at shows, been around each other, had conversations, but we hadn't like hung out just the two of us. But he was like, I happened to be in Atlanta anyway, because he was doing a run of shows there, and was like, can I open for you while I'm there? And I was like, sure, it'd be great to have a familiar face. And yeah, it just felt like one long date. We like went to the aquarium and got brunch, and it was really nice.
That is nice.
He kept touring, and I went back to New York, and we kept texting, and I was like, hurry up and come back to New York so we can hang out. And he was like, just come visit me on my tour. And I was like, all right, I got time and money. So I did, and I flew to New Orleans and spent the week with him, and then by the end of the week we were in a relationship.
That's nice. That's whimsical. That's not how it happens for anybody else. It doesn't. No one's ever like, can I open for you? Nobody ever wants to open for me. Truly, what a nice, whimsical story that 3 years later is still strong and unbroken.
Yeah.
Have you, because you've had relationships before.
Yeah.
Have you done, because there was a gap between this guy and the last guy. Did you ever do online dating?
I did OkCupid for a second. But I didn't actually date anybody. I never like went on a physical date with someone from OkCupid. I signed up, and then like a couple people from UCB saw me on there and then mentioned it in person. And I was like, this feels like it's breaking some law. Like, this can't be right. This should be some sort of like secrecy going on where you just like don't talk about it when you see me in person. And one guy in particular, I don't know who this guy is, but he like worked the ticket door or something and messaged me on OkCupid, was like, haha, isn't it crazy that I'm seeing you here? And I was like, sure, I guess. And then when he saw me in person, he was like, I can give you some tips on how to like date well on OkCupid.
Oh my God.
And I was like, no, thank you. That feels weird.
That is the worst. Nobody, okay, so dating is hard just in general. And then for someone to say that they want to give you pointers is so fucking rude.
It's rude and weird. But then it felt like a game where he's like you're trying to get a top score. He's like, I can't help you like score better. And I'm like, that's not the goal for me.
But then also,
I just logged off.
That's honestly smart. And I wish I could do the same, but nobody wants to open for me and no one wants to have a whimsical, fun romance that spans across three different states. So I stay on these dating sites, and I was on OkCupid for a while, and I have never met anyone from OkCupid. No, that's a lie. I've met one guy from OkCupid, but I've never had a good experience on OkCupid. There was one guy, we were messaging back and forth. He had a good profile or whatever. And then he was like, do you want a dick pic? And this was years ago when I still accepted them. So I was like, sure, I'll take a dick pic. Because now I'm like in my 30s. You've seen them all. So I don't need a picture of it. Also, like, what's going to happen? I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I got to get that in my mouth. No, it's not going to happen like that. So then
it's not the most appealing thing that I want to see.
No.
Like, it's not like, show me your chest.
Yes.
Or your face. Yeah.
Or your arms. Or like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, you doing something fun is more interesting to me than like your hard dick. Like, what? It makes no, dick pics don't make any sort of sense to me. So he sent me a dick pic and then he was like, your turn. So I was like, oh, he must want like a picture of my pussy. So I went in my room, put a vibrator in my vagina and then snapped a picture and then sent it to him. And he went, wow, wow, that's really vulgar. And I was like, vulgar? You sent me.
Yeah, he opened that door.
Yes, he sent me a picture of his dick, but then like me, I guess, pleasuring myself was vulgar. I wasn't even pleasuring myself. It was just an aesthetic choice.
Whoa, that's wow.
Yeah.
So he wanted a picture from you. Mm-hmm. He didn't specify. Did you say what he wanted a picture of your pussy?
No, he just said, now it's your turn.
Which, I mean, your pussy is a safe assumption, I would assume. Yes, like,
I guess maybe he wanted like titties or something.
I mean, also, I'm getting furious with how much people just in our culture in general hate women and vaginas, like just really hate looking at them, hate talking about them, hate being around them. Mm-hmm. They just hate it. And it's like, but they give life and are part of our bodies and mm-hmm. we treat them as if they're a separate entity. So who knows? Even if you gave him a shot of your vagina without the vibrator, maybe he would have been like, whoa, girl.
Yeah, maybe. I guess it is interesting in our society, like breasts are sexualized and considered like things to ogle at. And then like a pussy is like, oh, wow, that's an X-rated movie now if you see a vagina.
Yeah, I guess because it's like on the inside where breasts and penises are on the outside of the body.
I guess maybe a vagina is more intimate than a penis. But to me, body parts are body parts, and I don't love my titties. I would rather show my vagina on screen before my boobs, which is a wild thing to say, but I don't know. I like my little puss. It's cute.
Yeah, you got a cute puss.
Thank you, but you've never seen it.
I keep asking.
And I won't show you. We have to be fully clothed at all times. That's just our relationship, okay? It's not going to change. I don't want to see your titties. I don't want to see your body. You're always trying to get me to sneak peeks at your body, and I don't want it.
And you'll let other friends show you their tits. I've heard stories of other people sharing body parts with you, and you won't even look at me.
You're right. And I don't know why. I think it's just because I decided on something and I'm going to stick to it. That's like how I refuse to talk to you the day before I see you.
Yeah.
We have to do a friendship famine in case we run out of things to talk about. But I don't know if that's ever going to happen. Can we look at my my dating profile that I sent you?
Yes.
And if you're listening at home or wherever you listen to podcasts, you can play along too and let me know what you think is right or wrong on my Tinder and Bumble profiles. I have them posted on my Facebook fan page. It is Nicole Byer Comedy on Facebook.com. Okay, can you see that first picture?
Uh-huh, I've seen this picture with a big dick.
Do you think that's a good picture, a bad picture? Who's to say?
It's a good picture of you. Mm-hmm. I can see it scaring somebody because of that big old dildo. Mm-hmm. But that's also your personality. You love dicks and you love talking about them. You love feeling them, whether someone says yes or no. And
don't say that. Don't say whether people say yes or no. There'll be a BuzzFeed think piece written about how I'm touching dicks that don't want it.
All right. That was the old Nicole. The new Nicole.
The new Nicole always asks for consent. Excuse me, may I please touch your dick?
Pardon me, I noticed on our outing that you had a dick. And I would like to touch
it. And my little nubbins just want to grip it. Okay, I like the picture as well. I've gotten a little bit of feedback saying that maybe I'm not putting the best foot forward, but I love dicks and I like sex. And it is...
I think you're letting people know what they're going to get into.
Okay. Here is the second picture.
Okay, the tree.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it reads that I'm humping the tree, but...
looks like you're just posing with the tree.
Oh, okay. I picked this picture because A, it shows my full body. B, there's a lot of glitter in it, and I feel like my life is... It's a glitter time.
Yeah, you're a glitter time.
I'm a glitter lady. So that's a good picture?
Yes.
Okay, here's the third picture.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that picture because I think it shows my face off. My makeup was beat real well. My titties look big and popping.
Yeah.
That's a good picture? Great things. Okay.
Yes.
Here's another picture.
That big ol' ass.
You know I got a fat ass and I want to show it off. Well, I figured I'd put that one there because I feel like fat women are dishonest in their online dating profiles.
Probably fat men, too.
Probably. But I feel like it's mostly women. I feel like women do this thing where they hold the phone like a mile above their head, tilt their heads up, and then it gets rid of that second chin. And it's like, but you can't do that in person. You carrying two chins, you better showcase those two chins.
Yeah.
Like this one. This one only has one chin. And I definitely have two chins. But there's a picture of my dog. So I was like, maybe people will forgive that I took a very good picture with one chin, but there's a dog to replace the second chin.
Sure.
Okay, and then my profile says, I got a fat ass, so if you're not into it, bye-bye emoji. And then a lady being like, whatever emoji. I like people with a sense of humor because life's too fucking long not to laugh. DTF, down to figure skate or fuck or farm or fly a kite, whichever is easier. Do you think that is a good, bad, or who's to say profile?
I think it's good.
Okay.
You definitely do want to have fun. And yes. Life is too short. And it's funny.
Thank you. What would you put as your profile if you had one?
Oh, man.
Also, say you and this man broke up. I'm not wishing it on you because I think he's a very nice man who makes you happy. Would you get on a dating app?
I would not want to.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? I don't know. I guess it depends on... what happens afterwards if I feel like, wow, I'm getting no bites in the real world. Maybe I should get on this app. Or maybe I'll just be in the mood to date a lot and I would want to get on apps and meet strangers instead of meeting people I already know.
You could probably also get on that dating app, Raya.
Mm, yeah. Although friends have shown me people on Raya and it looks like a lot of models and like... people that may not have interesting things to say.
Fair.
That may not be completely true, but it just looks like a lot of like hot people.
It does look like a lot of hot people.
And not necessarily interesting people.
Yeah, which is like also super interesting. Or not interesting, but like the older I get, the less looks matter to me. And I'm more apt to like go out with a man that is kind of ugly because I'm like, oh, they might have something interesting to say. Because you can only look at a pretty person for so long before you're like, oh, God, there's nothing there.
Yeah, because you want someone who's going to, like, challenge you intellectually and also be just fun and interesting to be around. You're ideally going to be around this person for a while. So if they're just, like, really good looking but, like, they suck to talk to, I guess it also depends on how good the sex is. If they look really hot... and the sex is good. And then maybe if they have money, then maybe it's to some people it's worth it.
Don't say that.
You know what? Forget it. I changed everything I said.
If he's hot and he's got money, but he's boring as fuck, you know what? I'm sticking around.
I mean, sure some people have that mentality.
I honestly think if a really hot, boring man with a great dick who was like busy and like forgot about me sometimes, I would probably date him. Because at this point, I just want to be treated nicely with someone with money, which sounds very, what is that? What's it? Shallow that I want someone with money, but like, I don't know. I want someone with their own shit.
Yeah, I think money does represent someone who's self-sufficient and motivated, but someone could be all those things without money too. But if they don't show the motivation part,
that could
sucks.
Be very frustrating. Okay, yeah. I also sent you some Tinder conversations. Okay, so the first one was pretty short. He sent me a GIF of Sir Mix-a-Lot's I Like Big Butts. So I said, ha 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 ha. Then he said, patting myself on the back for getting you to laugh. I said, well, you should be proud. 'Twas very funny. Then I said, so Tony, what are you doing this weekend? And he said, hey, sorry, I was working and I'll actually be working more. So I have to share something interesting. I do comedy as well. More stand-up than improv. But you and I have actually been in a video together. A man with his hands up emoji. Years ago, of course. But what a small work, huh? I think he meant world. But then I was like, did you just message me to tell me that you worked with me years ago? Like, what?
Yeah. How long was it between his first message and when he was like, sorry, I was working?
So Wednesday, he sent me the little GIF. And then Thursday, I messaged him back. And then Friday, I asked him what he was doing this weekend. And then today at 3 a.m. on Sunday, he messaged me back to tell me that he was working.
3 a.m.?
Yes.
Huh. I mean, I guess he could be on a shoot at 3 a.m.
Maybe, but it is a peculiar time to be messaging someone. One. Two, why on earth would you message me and then start a conversation and then just say that you're working and you'll be working more?
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. So
it sounds like he did just want to be like, we were on a thing together. Did you ask what thing it was?
No, I don't care. It was like, it truly didn't make any sense because I thought he was being flirty when he was like, oh, just patting myself on the back, trying to get you to laugh, winky, like smiley winky face.
Yeah.
And then.
You don't want to date an actor anyway.
No, I don't. It's terrible. Okay, we got to take a break. This is a good conversation, but we are going to come back and we're going to keep the party moving. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. Okay. Hey.
Did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Let's do a dramatic reading of this next one. So you'll be Simon and I'll be me.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Nicole. Wavy hand.
Simon, hi. Hello. Just read your profile. You went to Harvard? You know my friend Allison?
Yes, I do. But I never went to Harvard. That's a lie.
Whoa, 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 whoa. How do you know Allison if you never went to Harvard?
That's the mystery. Also, I don't her. I guess I don't know her. That's a lie too. I'm sorry.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Asterisk no. So he realized he didn't put the no in there.
Uh-huh. I feel like I'm on Maury.
I'm a liar who didn't go to Harvard and can't even write complete sentences, who doesn't even know Allison.
This is going very well.
Haha. Pretty sure I know you, though.
Are you even a famous comedian? Because that's what his profile said.
Like, for real?
Like we've met?
Yeah, briefly.
How? Where? Why? Where? How? Why?
Are you a comedian? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Nope, I'm a bus driver.
Oh, yeah. How long have you been doing that? Seems like a stressful gig.
26 years. I just had my 25th anniversary, and the Los Angeles Department of Transit gave me a $47 bonus. I truly felt so blessed that day.
Oh, wow. Since you were 2, that's quite illustrious career. I used to work in a deli before I got famous. Very rewarding.
It's not that stressful. People get on, pay, and then I drive them, and then they get off sometime. I say hello and goodbye. Other times I stare off into the distance and wonder about all the choices I've made in my life and if it was a good choice to give up all my kids for adoption.
Yeah, I gave all my kids away too. Well,
Yes.
They were technically taken away by the state. Same diff.
That's sad. They missed out on all the free deli meats.
Yeah, and a dad who always smells like onions.
Sometimes I wear a hat made of bologna and give it to my passengers as a snack. Yes, I'm a comic. I lied too.
Oh, damn. That's too bad. I wanted to see what bus line you were on so I could get a snack. But yeah, you're very funny. You missed my set at the Virgil when you did it, but rest assured, I crushed.
Okay, blah, 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 talking about shows and such, which is stupid. Okay, let's skip down to, do you see Ha 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 It Happens, Phones Are Dumb?
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's start there. Yeah.
Okay. Ha Ha, It Happens, These Phones Are Dumb. not too much other than packing for a trip to go to Chicago on Friday. Maybe I'll see you around.
If you ask me out, you will. If not, I guess I'll always remain a maybe. Side note, I love Chicago. Have fun there.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's go out when I get back.
Okay.
Get a drink and not talk about comedy. Talk about buses and delis.
Sounds good to me. That was Tuesday, September 12th. That was a very long conversation. We were both pretty funny. And now it is, what day is today? It's September 24th. It's been a full 12 days, almost 2 weeks since that beautiful long interaction where a man lied to me and I still said, take me out on a date.
Now you read this conversation and thought it was beautiful.
Was it not beautiful?
I thought it was insane. I think it's the fact that he started lying to you for no reason. I was so confused.
It was,
I mean, you
very confusing when it happened.
Because it wasn't even, these weren't even like good lies. It's just like, I don't know, Allison. Like, what? Like, yours is at least like a funny story. You were a bus driver for 26 years. Have you ever seen his comedy?
No, I don't think I have. The part we skipped, he said we were at the same show, but then I had a friend in town at that show, and he was like, you were really funny, and I was like, great. And he was like, I went up shortly after you. Maybe you caught it? And I was like, nah, man, sorry, I didn't. And he was like, oh, that's cool. So I don't know if he's actually funny or not.
Mm-hmm. I feel okay with this not panning out. I don't know. I know it sucks to not get a response, but I'm okay with this not, with him not responding. I don't like him.
Fair. Well, like as it was happening, I was like, well, what is real? What is not a bit? What is a straight answer? Because I do bits
that's so frustrating.
Too, but not when I'm trying to like go out with someone. I've had so few normal interactions on Tinder. Like people are not normal on the internet.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know how to meet people in person. I don't teach improv, which is a way a lot of improvisers find relationships. They like date students or people they coach. Yes, if they're a man. Females, I don't think we do that very much. I don't know of any female.
Actually, no, I can think of one. But
well, don't say her name. Don't
I'm
add
not
her on the podcast.
To. I won't. It didn't last, though.
Oh, okay. I don't do things for fun anymore, if that makes sense. I mean,
yes, you do. Well, I guess like, I mean, yeah, you're not going to join like a.
I'm not going to join like
recreational
a soccer
team.
Yeah, like I'm not going to join a recreational anything. I don't have time. And then when I do have time off, I like go to Mexico with you or like go.
Yep.
I vacation. I do things. I don't know what the people do. And I feel like LA, it's so much harder to like have a meet cute, like go to the Fairfax flea market and then like bump into someone who's like, were you looking at this topaz ring? So was I. And we're like, oh my God, let's get married. I feel like in New York, you'll have shit like that happen where like a car will drive by and splash you with water and you'll be standing next to a dude and he'll be like, that sucks. And you're like, I know, I hate it here. I love you. Like, I don't know how to meet people in real life. Even your relationship was not started in real life. It was started online. That was the first step to getting to you.
That's true. But I guess I had met him in person before. Mm-hmm. He was a friend of a friend, so there were people to vouch for him.
Fair. I'm just going out with all these strangers.
I did. I used to go on dates with strangers in New York.
Did
and,
you?
Like, when I went with some college friends to some dance club,
mm-hmm.
and then I was like flailing wildly and my hand hit some guy in the face and he was like, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he was like, I wanted to talk to you anyway. It was like one of those movie things.
Oh yeah.
And then we were like dancing and grinding. It was hot. And then we exchanged numbers, although he didn't have a phone. He's like, can you put your number in my friend's phone? Which should have been the first clue that something was wrong. And then he asked to meet me in like Kew Gardens.
Mm-mm.
Queens.
Yes, like, too far.
Too far. Mm-hmm. And I was in Brooklyn. And then when I met him, I was like sweaty and hot because I didn't realize how long it would take for me to get there. And then it was a chain restaurant. It was like some like normal ass Chinese place.
Did he take you to PF Chang's?
No. But it was still like there were multiple locations. There was definitely one in Midtown and there was one in Brooklyn. And I was like, he could have either came to me or we could have met in the middle. But I was like, he made me come all the way to Queens.
Was he cute?
But then he wasn't as cute as I remembered because it was dark.
Alcohol and then, will do that.
Yeah. And I was like, I remember telling, like recapping the story with someone and being like, he would not get the hint. I like was so over the date, this and that. And then I was like going back to the city for a party with one of my college friends. And he's like, can I come? And I was like, I guess. And I never said no. I just should have said, no, I'm not interested. But I brought him to this party. I kept trying to dodge him and lose him. He walked me to the train, tried to kiss me. I like physically dodged him. But I just should have been like, I'm not interested. Bye-bye.
That's so funny that you went to Kew Gardens to meet an Uggo who took you to a chain restaurant and then you invited him into your life. You said, please come. I want more of this.
Oh, and then before that point, he took me to like one of his friend's house or like a cousin or something that was even farther away from the train. So I was like truly dependent on him.
And
like people were like smoking weed. I smoked their weed. I drank their drinks. And I was trying to like mentally escape this whole night. And there was like a speaker playing music. And one girl was like, I'm going to drive people to the train because there's no like easy way to get to the train there. You had to drive. So she's like, I'm going to drive people to the train. I was like, oh, I'll come. And I stood up and my foot was wrapped around the cord that was attached to the speaker. And the speaker came crashing down. And the music stopped and everyone was like looking at me. And I just ran to that girl's car and I was like, bye. And
honestly,
then the guy was like,
that is so funny.
Oh, there were so many times where I just should have been like, no.
The whole thing is out of a movie. You meet this man, you follow him to a second location, you trip over a speaker and knock it over. Oh, I love it. That's so funny.
But there's this New York story of meeting a regular person in the world and then going on a date.
And then them being the worst. Oh,
yeah.
I love
it. But really, I was the worst. I was really awful. I broke his friend's speaker. I tried to ignore him the whole time. He just wanted a nice date.
That is funny from his perspective. Be like, I don't know, I met this girl. She reached out. I had her come over. I took her out. I brought her to my friend's house. She broke the speaker and ran out. And then I like went with her to this party and she wouldn't talk to me at the party. Why didn't she just say, don't come?
Yep, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened.
I love it. Okay, the time has come in this podcast to reveal that I have not hooked up with you. If you've listened to other episodes, I've hooked up with some of the guests. But this, Sashir, we have never hooked up. We have slept in the same bed many times. I have caught her trying to touch me.
Keep trying.
But I won't give in. And
let me in there.
No. My legs are closed to you. I couldn't sleep with you. It would be, you're like my sister. It would be like weird.
I know. It would be very weird.
You're closer to me than all of my family. So why won't you date me? Let me phrase it differently since we haven't hooked up and you're my dear, dear, dear friend. If we were not friends and were acquaintances, why? Because I don't think you would date me if we were two people who could date. I don't think you would. Why wouldn't you? Or would you?
Honestly?
Yes.
I think I might try because
I just I just got so excited and I think I peaked the audio because Marissa, my producer, like scrambled to turn it down. Oh, how exciting. You're the only person who's been like, oh yeah, maybe I date you. Everyone has been like, solid, no. And here's why. I think you're emotionally stunted. Okay, this is so exciting.
I think I would try. I don't know if it would go well, but I think I would give it a solid try.
Oh, boy.
Because you are very fun.
Oh, thank you.
But I mean, I don't know if you're going to like this part. But
oh, boy. Okay.
I think especially like when we first met, I have this instinct to like help people.
Mm-hmm.
So like some of the other guys I've dated, I think it was more because it felt like I was taking care of them.
Okay.
Or like I didn't mentally go into the relationship thinking like, I'm going to take care of this person. But that's it. That's what ended up happening anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a part of me would be like, this girl needs my help. And let me date her and see if I can straighten her out.
Okay. I buy that. I do think sometimes I come across as someone like a wounded deer where you're like, oh God, this dough is a mess.
Not now, but when we first met, for sure.
Oh yeah. Cause when we first met, I think I was 21 or 22. I think we met in 2009.
No, you think we met in 2008.
We did meet in 2008. So we met in 2008. I was
2009.
Yeah, so we met in 2008, and that was right after my dad died. So I think I was like just emotionally unavailable. And I think the only reason why we're friends is because you were so funny in this show we had done. And I was like, oh, also she dresses cool. Also, there are no other black women here at UCB. And I was like, I want to make her my friend. So I don't know if you saw the effort I put in, but like I don't even know how we became as close as we were, because we became very close very quickly.
I know. Well, I know you asked me and another girl I was doing two prov with to do an improv show for your improv group was hosting a show. Mm-hmm. And then my improv duo was supposed to perform. The other half of the duo didn't show up to the show. And then because we had performed in a jam before, uh-huh, at some point in time, you were like, I feel comfortable performing with you. Let's do two prov. And it was great. And then after that, we started booking more shows, just the two of us. So I guess then, but I still feel like it was like, I feel like once we were in Doppelganger, we really like clicked.
Yeah, maybe it was like we were doing so many shows together, and that's the reason why we texted a lot. But it just felt like it went from me being like, I'm going to make this girl my friend, to us like hanging out all day and then getting on the phone at night and then talking more about the day we had just spent together and then texting each other before bedtime. Yep. If you're listening, which you are, Sashir and I also have matching tattoos that say goodnight world. And it stems from what we would say to each other at night over the phone that I promptly forgot the minute we got tattooed to us. So we would go, goodnight, Sashir. And then you would say,
no, girl.
Wait, I'm doing it wrong now?
Yes, you're doing it wrong. You go, goodnight, world. Goodnight, Nicole.
Goodnight World came first?
Wait, goodnight, Nicole. Goodnight. I can't remember. Now I can't remember either.
Good, good. Goodnight, I'm not
Nicole,
the only.
Goodnight, World.
Goodnight, World. Goodnight, Sashir. Goodnight, Nicole. Goodnight, World.
That's definitely not right.
Goodnight, World. Goodnight, Sashir. Goodnight, Nicole.
Maybe it was goodnight, World, and then goodnight, blank.
Goodnight, World. Like, goodnight, Sashir. Goodnight, Nicole.
Or was No. You would say goodnight,
goodnight, World. World.
Good night, Sashir. And then I would say, good night, world. Good night, Nicole.
You're right. Good night, world. Good night, Sashir.
Good night, world. Good night, Nicole. Well, obviously, we haven't done it in a long time.
No, we haven't. What a gross thing we used to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Our whole relationship is pretty gross.
Yes. I like it, though.
I like it, too. If we went and saw Lady Gaga for my birthday, and can I say what we did before we went?
Sure.
We drank mushroom tea and then midway through the performance took a Molly pill. And then I've like never loved someone so much. I was like, oh, what a good friend standing next to me. I'm so upset that Lady Gaga did not make this so we could all see this well. But my friend is next to me. And then I turn around and you're like literally clutching your pearls, just like smiling. And I was like, what a dream this is that I have someone in my life who, like, loves me unconditionally, is super okay with all of my flaws, and is just, like, there for me. It's really nice.
That's what love is. And I love you.
Maybe you're the only person in my life who actually loves me. Oh, no!
That's not true.
Honestly, I think you might be. And maybe you're the only person in my life who I love? Oh, no! Oh, no! This can't be good! Oh, God. This podcast, honestly, is revealing so much about me that I've never thought of. So I just learned today, there's only one person in this world who loves me, and I only love one person in this world, and it's you. It's you. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't know.
Is this too much? Is this too much for you?
I know I'm not the only person who loves you. That's not true.
Oh, okay. But you believe.
But I also. But you. You. I may be the only person you love. I don't know. I
gotta
can't
think about it. As of right now, my life is for you, and I only wake up for you. I live for you.
You love your sister.
I do love my sister. It took a while for me to get to, but I do love her. I think she loves me. I think there's people who love me and I love them, but I'd really
you
have
love
to.
John?
I do. Let's not do this. Let's not go through.
All right.
Slowly okay. All go right. through the people in my life who I might love, but I do love John. Well, Sashir, I think we've come to the end. We have uncovered things. I'm so excited that you would date me to take care of me. I mean, you kind of took care of me. Oh, I don't have to say this in a podcast. I'll tell you one day. Yeah, it's a real personal thing that I was about to say, and I am not going to do it here. Anywho. No,
I'll save it. I did feel like there definitely were moments where I felt like your boyfriend. Like when I have a distinct memory in McManus where some man, for some reason, he was like super drunk, and he's like nuzzling his face in your neck. And instead of telling him to leave you alone, you just tap me on the shoulder.
Yeah, said,
and you're like,
me.
Help me. and I turned around. And then I fell into it. I just like beefed up. Like, I was like, hey, get off her.
It was very nice. Woman. I distinctly remember that. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, I guess under different circumstances, I guess I'd date you too. I think I'm looking for something in a partner that you have. Is your partner like me?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. I don't know what conclusion I've come to other than very interesting. So now I guess when I go out with men, I'm going to be like, are you like Sashir? And they're going to be like, what? Are you like my friend Sashir? Will you take care of me?
You don't have to ask them that. Just look for qualities that you like.
Okay, so on our first date, I shouldn't hold up a picture of you and say, are you like this woman?
Yeah, on your first outing, don't bring a picture of me.
All right, I'll remember to not do that on my first outing. Do you have anything that you want to plug?
Yes, I have an hour special called Pizza Mind, and it's on CISO, and the audio is on iTunes and Spotify. And I have, if you're in New York and you're listening, I have a monthly show called Sashir's and Maida Party Time at the Bell House. And the dates change, but just check my Twitter and you'll see when it is. And what else? I guess that's about it right now.
That's good stuff. All of it's good. Your special is very, very funny. I was at the taping of it and I was very proud of you and I loved it.
All my social media is at the Sheer Truth. T-H-E Sheer Truth. anyone wants to follow me.
That's a good thing for you to plug, because the social media is the future. Also, so frustrating when I'm trying to tag her, because her name is Sashir, but it starts with a T, the Sheer Truth. So I'm always like, where's my friend? And then I'm like, oh yeah, it's a T. She's made my life harder. But that's just a personal tidbit from me. So if you are listening to the podcast and you liked what you were listening to, please rate me 5 stars on iTunes. And along with your rating, if you hit on me or say something nasty and salacious, I'll read it on the podcast. Here is an example. Someone on Instagram DM'd me and said, hey, big booty. Another person on Instagram wrote me, how are you? I am from Las Vegas. I love your big body. Where's that other one? There was another one on Instagram. People be sliding in my Instagram DMs and be saying some wild things. Ooh, baby.
Wow.
You don't get wild things on your Instagram?
I don't actually. People are pretty respectful.
Well, must be lucky for you. Here's another one. Hello, sweetie. And then 2 days later, hello, sweetie. And then 3 days later, I'm trying to talk to you. So whoa. anything in that realm is good with me. Okay, Sashir, thank you so much for doing this. I love you and only you. I pledge my allegiance to you. Okay, bye-bye.
I love you. Good night, world. Good night, Nicole.
Good night, world. Good night, Sashir. Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.